Our government was made for the people, made by the people, and answerable to the people. That was originally a phrase said by Daniel Webster in a debate between Senator Robert Hayne and him. Question: is any of that happening when our government is selling out our jobs to foreign workers? Is any of that happening when we've got a squadron of criminals making up a huge part of the Dreamers refusing to leave due to an unconstitutional mandate from Obama? Is any of that happening with all of these refugee resettlement programs and all of these protected statuses and Medicare for illegal aliens? Is any of that happening? Of the people, by the people, for the people, as Lincoln would later paraphrase it as, is dead in America. And there are only a few of us out here trying to resuscitate it. But don't worry, that number is rising.
Citizenship for who?
These are demonstrations on the steps of the Supreme Court this morning. The justices right now are hearing arguments on President Trump's decision to end DACA protections.
And it looks like they might, much to the left's chagrin. So we'll dig into that, but first, want to tell you about Quip. Have you ever wanted an electric toothbrush, but you're like, hell no, I'm not spending $100 on my toothbrush? Well, Quip's electric brush starts at just $25. And I don't need to tell you that you need good dental habits. That means brushing for 2 minutes twice a day, flossing regularly, and Quip makes that simple, starting with their electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and anti-cavity toothpaste. Quip's electric brush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses to give a full and even clean. The Quip floss dispenser even comes with pre-marked string to help you use just enough. Plus, Quip delivers fresh brush heads, floss, and toothpaste refills to your door every 3 months with free shipping, so your routine is always right. So join over 3 million healthy mouths and get Quip today starting at $25. And if you go to Quip, if you go to getquip.com/WH, you'll get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/WH. That's spelled getquip.com/WH. Quip, the good habits company. So as the Supreme Court debates rage on, Trump tweeted about how if they overturn DACA, well, it could lead to making a deal with the Dems to let the Dreamers stay. But he did that only after calling them tough, hardened criminals, which they are. So it's a bit of a head scratcher. Bit of a what moment. Here's what he wrote. Many of the people in DACA, no longer very young, are far from angels. Some are very tough, hardened criminals. President Obama said he had no legal right to sign order, but would anyway. If Supreme Court remedies with overturn, a deal will be made with Dems for them to stay. So I don't know. Perhaps he's goading them. Perhaps he's saying, hey, look, liberals, if you overturn this, well, we'll let some of them stay. Isn't that what you want? But I can tell you, that's not what we want. We want them out. It's time to go home. Es tiempo de ir a casa, comprende? And why? Well, because the data shows that the criminal arrest history of DACA recipients, of those individuals whose DACA requests were approved and had one or more arrests or apprehensions, 53,792 were arrested or apprehended prior to their most recent approval. So in other words, when these DACA recipients got arrested, it turns out they had already been arrested in the past and still got admitted to the DACA program. You know, the best and the brightest doctors and lawyers and nurses and engineers and inventors and astrophysicists and rocket scientists and computer programmers and entrepreneurs and professors and anesthesiologists and, of course, perhaps even a future president. After all we have to do is change the Constitution, and their mere existence shows they have no problem doing that. No, they're not criminals. What are you talking about? So what if the stats show otherwise? Oh, and even better, approximately 13% of approved DACA requesters with an arrest had an arrest after their grant was approved and prior to renewal. So what that means is that while they were here on DACA, they committed a crime, and then 13% of those people, even though they committed a crime, had their requests renewed. So the lesson here is you can commit crimes while here illegally and then apply to stay here illegally, and they'll let you do it. So that's really cool. That's really swell. And yet, multinational corporations, big tech, the Kochs, Soros, they all want them here because they've got skin in the game. It's why Mark Zuckerberg created a lobbying group called Forward.us. .us. That's an interesting domain for advocates for amnesty for undocumented immigrants, especially DACA recipients. And Forward.us spends hundreds of thousands of dollars to lobby for cheap labor. And their website says, oh, permanently protect Dreamers and TPS holders and DED holders, that's deferred and forced departure holders, the lives of hundreds of thousands of Dreamers, TPS holders, and Liberian DED holders are now at risk. That's not what this is about. And you know it. This is about you, Zuckerberg, getting tax kickbacks and aligning your pockets. Now, when it comes to DACA, at least, at the very least, the silver lining is that the Supreme Court may tell Open Borders, Inc. to go shove it. The U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority signaled Tuesday that it may let the Trump administration shut down the Obama-era program that granted temporary protection from deportation to roughly 700,000 young people, commonly known as Dreamers. And since it was unconstitutional, Trump was like, well, obviously we gotta pull the plug. Duh. But the tyrannical appeals courts ruled that, well, because so many businesses and the economy and so many people rely on DACA and the criminals among them, well, the administration, they're gonna have to provide a fully supported reason for following the Constitution. Literally, the argument that the left is making is, well, sure, it's unconstitutional, but it's been around for so long that now it's fine.
Well, they stood up and they said, we're getting rid of it because it's unconstitutional and it's illegal. And in fact, DACA has been around at that point for 5 years. It's been around for 7 years now. It is legal. So you can't just arbitrarily and capriciously right. end a program. So they went about this in the wrong way, and multiple federal judges have said that's the case.
Wait a minute, buddy. Wait a minute, pal. That's not how it works. I mean, just because an unconstitutional act has been in place for years doesn't all of a sudden make it constitutional. I mean, if there were all of a sudden an executive order saying, well, it's okay to kill hippies, 5 years later doesn't mean all of a sudden killing hippies is constitutional. Doesn't mean it's constitutional, as much as I don't like the hippies, to deprive them of their right to life. Oh, but multiple judges have said that's the case. Really? So the Trump administration said, okay, yeah, this is BS. And so here we are dealing with this BS. And so we'll have to see where it goes, and we'll have to see how the Supreme Court decides. But it would be nice if the Supreme Court ruled in favor of, the Americans for once, because, you know, all those jobs that the Americans won't do, so we need illegals to do them. Turns out it's just not true. There is not a single existing occupation in America where illegal immigrants compose a majority of workers. Center for Immigration Studies. There are no occupations in the United States completely dominated by illegal immigrants. And there are only a handful of ones that are dominated by legal immigrants. So jobs Americans just won't do, my ass. They are systematically making it so that there are jobs that Americans can't do because they are being replaced by cheap foreign labor imported from India and China. The federal government is constantly approving countless H-1B visas for corporations, which allow companies to temporarily, because obviously they stay, temporarily employ foreign workers so that they don't have to spend money on Americans. And then Americans actually have to go and train their foreign counterparts before they get laid off. They have to show these foreigners how to do their jobs before they get canned. And you wonder why an uprising is happening. And then there's the F-1 visa program. And that's replacing American jobs left and right. Because what this one does is this one allows foreigners to pursue education in the United States. Well, what's wrong with opening up our university doors to other countries? Well, once they graduate, they're allowed to stay and work and take other students' jobs. And companies like Facebook, well, they get tax benefits from this. So these companies, these corporations, and big tech in Silicon Valley are incentivized by both parties in Washington who approve of importing cheap labor to not hire American because of the money. It's destroying the American fabric. And we have a system in Washington where both parties have forgotten their mandate, and that is to put the American people first and foremost above all of these other foreign groups you have trying to take our country from us. All right, want to tell you about Keeps. Losing your hair sucks. What you may not know is that the cause of your hair loss could be a hormone called DHT. So let's talk about a possible solution. The FDA approved two hair treatment products that help you control your DHT and prevent hair loss. It's even triggered hair regrowth in a good percentage of guys. But until now, those products were very expensive and required a doctor visit. But not anymore. By now, I'm sure you know Keeps. They offer the generic versions of these two FDA-approved hair products, so not only are they up to 90% effective, they're totally affordable, and I got you half off to get you started. With Keeps, you can save your hair without ever leaving your couch. You answer a few questions, you snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. And then it is shipped discreetly to your door. So tired of losing your hair? I got you a free online doctor consult and 50% off your first order. Yes, 50% off. All you got to do is go to keeps.com/today. Keeps.com/today. That is keeps.com/today. So the public impeachment hearings begin today. I mean, who cares? Who cares? It's just a bunch of DC nonsense. DC insider BS that does not affect your life in any way whatsoever. They're not going to remove him from office. They can't. They don't have the votes in the Senate to convict him, even if the House does charge him. So he's not getting out of office. So it's just a waste of everyone's time, and they know it. It's a circus for the DC insiders. Bread and circuses for the DC elite. And want to know how I know it's just a bunch of DC nonsense? Huh? Because, well, guess what? DC bars are opening early for impeachment mania. The bars are open now. Right now, it's 1 p.m. And people are already out drinking to the impeachment hearings, all right? Mania is right. And mania is a mental illness characterized by great excitement and euphoria and overactivity delusion. So that sounds about right to me, because this town is drowning in delusion. I saw one bar. One bar released their cocktail list of impeachment-themed drinks. Quid pro quo, Jared's Grease in the Middle East, Insane in the Ukraine, Daddy Doesn't Love You, the right at the bottom, and it says, no politics, no Miller Lite. Well, Miller didn't want to go anyway, all right? No politics. No politics? This whole thing is a political sham. But that's the thing about Democrats. When they say no politics, they mean no conservative politics. No, they can say whatever they want, but they don't want to hear it from you. And then, of course, no Miller Lite. How dare you drink something so abominable? Get out of here, peasant. This town hates you. This impeachment stuff is to spite you. And Adam Schiff, he's the ringleader. He's the one leading the show. And he's probably the least trustworthy man in Washington. Remember when Trump gave the go-ahead for the Baghdadi raid? He didn't even give this guy the heads up because he knows this guy is chronically leaky. I mean, Schiff, he couldn't even keep his mouth shut about the raid for a few hours despite knowing that it would put our troops' lives in immediate grave danger. That's how bad of a person Adam Schiff is. Don't ever forget that. And testifying today are two people that you are very familiar with. Just kidding, you've never heard of them. Ambassador Bill Taylor, who was a diplomat in Ukraine, he will be saying that there was a quid pro quo. I know you saw the transcript. I know you read the words. But I say there was a quid pro quo. And I am, of course, what's my name again? My name is Bill Taylor, and I know better than you do. There was a quid pro quo. And then you've got this very famous deputy assistant named George Kent. George Kent, he will be saying that Trump wanted the Ukraine president to say that he was investigating Biden and Clinton. And the rabid DC media voters, they will be watching in rapt attention, waiting for sound bites to plug into articles that they've probably already written. They've probably already typed it up, and they just have to put the names and, you know, maybe add a few funny moments in. And they all say that Trump is bad and wrong. This is all just a show in DC. I mean, trust me, I live here. This is all just a big show that the Democrats are putting on to entertain each other, to keep each other enlightened. Oh, aren't we having fun? We're impeaching this brute. We're impeaching this man who has no manners, who's so uncouth. I mean, they are so wrapped up in their power. They are so obsessed with being in charge. They do really think of themselves as gladiators. Sophisticated gladiators, of course, because we would never want to stab another man. That is something that only someone in the Trump family would do. But we might be in the wings watching it as the flowers drop from the sky. So embarrassing. Like, you know, this is really only a major spectacle to you guys, right? You know that the American people don't actually give a flying crap about this stuff. No, actually, they don't know that, because the people of DC live for this stuff, and they think politics over everything. No, it's not the issues that matter. No, it's not your family that matters. No, it's not your community that matters. No, it's not the border that matters. It's not your it's not your bank account that matters. It's not your well-being that matters. It's not your health that matters. No, it's politics. And you get in the Uber, and I'm not kidding, the driver will ask you, well, who do you think the whistleblower is? Seriously, politics is everything to these people. And that's why people like you sitting at home are often wondering why things never get done in this town. I voted these people into office to do something. Why hasn't it gotten done? I mean, you hear so much about the issues when your representative is out campaigning, and then all of a sudden they go to DC, and then poof, nothing. Poof, your life is the same. Maybe even worse. But Washington doesn't care. No, Washington. They're too busy knocking back cocktails at 11 a.m. watching their favorite show, which is Impeach 45. A reminder to everyone, I'd really appreciate it if you'd please rate, review, and subscribe to the White House Brief podcast. It will make sure the truth rises above all the other stuff out there. So please rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks for listening.